this is love. The thought echoes off the caverns of my mind, as cold and empty as the darkened motel room in which I am grateful I cannot see. I do not want to see the person lying beside me, this supposed Prince Charming who doesn't look as I imagine, sound as I imagine, feel as I imagine. Does it matter if he can save me from myself? The bed shifts and my ghost nearly jumps from my skin because I can't believe this is reality, land of the living, when all I feel is disconnect and death. The clock struck midnight long ago. The spell in a glass wore off. Potion bottles strewn empty around us. No dress. No carriage. The magic is gone. So this is love. I sing quietly, coarsely, through dry lips. So this is what makes life divine. No. No, I won't have it. My eyes burn like my throat had hours prior. I won't have it. I won't have it. I tear out of bed with a vigor I've never felt before. My heart burns too now, the fire spreading through my body, emanating off my skin as I search for my things. What? A voice asks from the bed. My Prince Charming. Where are you going? I don't owe him an explanation, and at that thought all the forest frosted over within me erupted into flame. I welcome the destruction of the deceased woods. I refuse their roots. The fire fills the vacancy. You're just leaving? Come on. I can't find my shoe. To hell with it! I tear out of the motel room. The chill hits me. Death's grasp. A reminder that I'm alive. The fire within keeps me warm. Spills out my eyes. Floods me with relief. I cradle myself as I walk the unfamiliar streets. I know I can't go back to my life before. I refuse to do that to myself. And as I cradle myself, the warmth inside me burns brighter than any fleeting flight of passion I'd experienced before. So this is love. I sing through foggy breaths, breaths reminding me that I'm alive. So